Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnayos continue describing the process how they would bring the Bikurim up to Yerushalayim. Hakrevim Mevim Hateinim VaAnavim. Those that lived near Yerushalayim would bring from fresh figs and grapes. VaRechaikim, the people that live further, Mevim Gregris VeTzimukim. They would bring dried figs and raisins, because if they would bring fresh fruit, they might spoil before reaching Yerushalayim. And they would travel together. V'hashar ha'ilach lefneim. The shar, the ox, would walk in front of them. This was for a carbon shlamim. They would all chip in together and bring a carbon shlamim together with their bikurim. V'karnav metzupe zahav. And they would coat the horns of the shar with gold to decorate it. And it had a wreath of olive branches around its head. It was crowned. The flute was playing in front of them. Until they reached close to Yerushalayim. Once they reached that point, the music would stop. When they got close to Yerushalayim, they would send messengers ahead to let the people in Yerushalayim know that they're coming. The iteris bikurim, they would decorate their baskets of bikurim. The ones that had dry fruit would put some fresh fruit around it to make it pretty. The ones that had fresh fruit would bring the nice ones up to the top. And then the leaders from Yerushalayim would start coming out to greet them. Hapachis, the princes, Hasaganim, the different leaders of the Kehanim, Magizbarim, the manager of Hektish, Yaitzim Lakrasam, they would come out to greet them. Lefi Kaved Hanichnasim Hayo Yaitzim, according to how many people in the group that were coming in to Yerushalayim with Bikurim, that's how many people proportionately would come out to greet them and give them honor. Mechol Bali Omnia Shib Yerushalayim Emdim Lefneim, all the people that were working, the tradesmen in Yerushalayim, would stand up to greet when the people of Bikurim would come through. The Rav says that it's a mitzvah to stand up. One's supposed to stand up in the presence of someone else who's doing a mitzvah, and he gives other examples. We stand when people bearing a mace, a dead person to be buried, when they come by, we stand. As well as when a baby is brought in for bris milah, we stand up in honor of the performance of the mitzvah. V'shalem b'shleimam. And the people would ask about the shalom, about the well-being of the people that were bringing the bikurim, and they would say, Acheinu anshei ha'makom, our brothers, the people from such and such place, Basam Lashalam, did you arrive in peace? Is everything good? And they would ask about their well being. Mishnah Dalit, Hachal Makel Afneim Achimagim Larabais. The flute would then continue playing after the people came out to greet them. The flute would pick up playing again until they would reach the Harabais. Higiu Larabais. Once they came to the Temple Mount, Afilu Agrippas HaMelech Neitzel Asal Al Ksefei V'Nichnas. Then everybody would have to take their basket, even if it would be someone honorable like Agrippas the king, who was in the times of the second base of Migdash. Agrippas was a very powerful leader. Even such a person would then have to take the basket himself on his own shoulder and bring it in. Until this point, someone can have their slaves carry the basket or anyone else carry the basket for them. But at this point, they would have to take the basket because the pasuk says, V'lokach ha'kain, ha'tena miyadecha, the kain will take the basket from your hand. So the owner needs to be holding the basket in order to hand it to the kain directly from his hand. And then the owner would bring in his basket, ad shemegiyah la'azara, until they reach la'azara, the courtyard in the base of Migdash. Higiyah la'azara, V'dibru ha'levim b'shir. When they would reach the courtyard, the Levim would start singing their songs, the Shira, and they would say, the Shira of Aramimcha Hashem ki dilisani. I lift up, we exalt Hashem ki dilisani, because you lifted me up, and you did not allow my enemies to rejoice over me. This was the Shira that the Levim sang when the Bikurim reached the Azara.